So one part of the dreadful experiment that Asaph became involved in was to overestimate the benefits of an ungodly lifestyle. What was the other ingredient? Well, it was just this. He underestimated the benefits of a godly lifestyle. He sums this up in a terrible caricature. "Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and have washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been afflicted, and every morning brings new punishments." This is his dreadful caricature of a godly lifestyle. It's awful. Every day is dreadful. All I do is suffer. When I wake up in the morning, there is more pain and suffering. Asaph, stop. Sit down a minute. Let's talk about this. Is this really true? Is it really true that trying to live for God brings no benefits at all? Now, some of you may be wondering who Asaph was. We read quite a lot about Asaph in 1st and 2nd Chronicles in the Old Testament. Asaph was one of the worship leaders in the tabernacle during the reign of Israel's second king David, and also during the reign of David's great son Solomon. Asaph was the worship leader in the temple. Then there was that tremendous celebration when they took the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem. Asaph was there right at the front leading the worship. Hey, Asaph, have you forgotten that day? Yeah, well, I did. How could I have forgotten? I was there. It was a fantastic day. And Asaph, do you not remember when you were a little older, during Solomon's reign, during that incredible time when the Ark of the Covenant was placed into that amazing temple which Solomon had built? God's presence came down in such a powerful way, you had to stop the worship service. Do you remember that, Asaph? Do you not remember when the cloud of God's glory filled the temple and all you could do was fall down and worship? Have you forgotten? Yeah. Well, I guess I did forget. How could I ever have forgotten that? I think Asaph underestimated, seriously underestimated, the benefits of a godly lifestyle. But he continues with his complaining and he says, "Surely in vain I've kept my heart pure and have washed my hands in innocence." But Asaph, it's not in vain. If you've kept your heart pure and washed your hands in innocence, then you have some great blessings. You've no guilt. Isn't that a great blessing? Isn't guilt such a terrible burden to bear? You've got no regrets. No broken relationships because of a sinful lifestyle. Asaph, you have seriously underestimated the benefits of a godly lifestyle. And when you put these two things together, overestimating the benefits of an ungodly lifestyle and underestimating the benefits of a godly lifestyle, it is such a toxic combination, and in Asaph's case it produced the vapours of envy, and he totally lost the place for a time. Now Asaph also had another problem I want to touch on briefly. As a worship leader in the temple, he had a responsibility to God's people, and he says in verse 15, "If I'd spoken out like that, I would have betrayed your children." That means that if he had given true expression to the way he felt, he might have damaged the faith of other believers. So he just kept it all bottled up. That's something else that makes it so difficult, when we feel we can't really share how we feel with others. And so Asaph came to a very bad place in his life. And we're just going to leave him there in a bad place for a moment and move on to a slightly happier bit of the message. In verse 2 of the psalm, Asaph said, "As for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold." There are two fantastic words in that verse. Can you spot them? They are almost and nearly. He came close to the edge, but he didn't go over the edge. He felt he was sliding. His feet had almost slipped. He had nearly lost his foothold, but he did not go over the edge. Why? The answer, quite simply, was that Asaph was a believer, and as such, he was one of the beneficiaries of the work of Jesus Christ. As far as Asaph was concerned, this work was in the future. yet the effect of the work of Jesus Christ on the cross was to save all of his people, both before the cross and after the cross. Those who are saved before the cross, if you like, are saved on credit, those after the cross on debit. But we're all saved by the work of Christ, all those who trust in him. And Asaph was one of the beneficiaries of Christ's work, even though he lived 1,000 years before the cross. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Christ's sheep are saved for time and eternity, and Asaph was one of them, even though he lived 1,000 years before the cross. Why did he not go over the edge? It was because Christ, in a very real sense, had his hand upon him, preventing him from doing so.